Mini-episode 936 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at Sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to the FDH Lounge. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris, here with part four of our ranking of all of the episodes of one of TV's great comedies, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. We're borrowing from the flawless Dennis system to create six tiers, with S as the lowest and D as the highest. It's important to clarify that, of course, there are no really bad episodes of this show, just ones that we prefer to other ones, so even those that are lower on the list are not ones that we're crapping on. It's just that you can't rank 1 through 133 without having some that go down to 133. We are inspired to create this list when one of our great show contributors, Paul Pasek, called a list to our attention that had been produced by Deadspin, and like much of their work in the post-Will Leach years, it was clear that they just mailed it in. Sonny deserves better than that. Whether you agree or disagree with our rankings, hopefully you will perceive that we put the thought into this project that the show deserves. We can't wait until season 13 of Sonny begins, but while we're on this long hiatus, here's our list. Today is part 4, the second half of the I tier. Number 105, episode 4.6, Mac and Charlie Die, part 2, October 2nd, 2008. The eventual return to the fold of Mac and Charlie did not unfold without plenty of hilarity first. Number 104, episode 4.5, Mac and Charlie Die, part 1, October 2nd, 2008. Mac and Charlie running afoul of Mac's dad is always a terrific angle, and seeing these two imbeciles try to fake their own deaths certainly did not disappoint. Number 103, episode 8.3, The Marine Ponderosa Wedding Massacre, October 25th, 2012. The Ponderosas and the McPoyles coming together for a twisted wedding celebration at a creepy location? Yes, please. Number 102, episode 7.6, The Storm of the Century, October 20th, 2011. This is another of the show's great satires, touching on TV news, weather hysteria, mob behavior, and consumerism, among other things. Number 101, episode 6.11, The Gang Gets Stranded in the Woods, December 2nd, 2010. Callbacks are among the show's greatest devices, so the Chase Utley fixation that Mac had and just missed out on experiencing produced the show's twisted humor in great fashion. Number 100, episode 5.4, The Gang Gives Frank an Intervention, October 8th, 2009. Getting an intervention for being an annoying jerk was breaking new ground for TV, and seeing the gang through the eyes of an exasperated outsider never disappoints. Number 99, episode 8.10, Reynolds vs. Reynolds, The Serial Defense, December 20th, 2012. Only Sonny could go from a dispute about the merits of eating cereal in a car to a debate about the role of God and back to the cereal issue completely seamlessly. Number 98, episode 12.4, Wolf Cola, A Public Relations Nightmare, January 25th, 2017. It's always great to get a peek behind the curtain of Frank's scams, and seeing this blow up as a huge public scandal was tremendous. Number 97, episode 4.3, America's Next Top Patties Billboard Model Contest, September 25th, 2008. This show was not only a priceless look at Dennis's vanity, but probably some early foreshadowing about where Mac's sexuality was going to end up. Number 96, episode 1.1, The Gang Gets Racist, August 4th, 2005. The pilot episode wasted no time in introducing us to so many of the deviant and comedic nuances of the gang. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.